6 or 7 hours of purgatory and the risk of a broken leg, for such things have happened, to be no better than an also-ran and also-fallen. For the tail-enders don't get even a ride around the track at the finish, because that's open only to the first arrivals. Bernardinot dismissed Paris-Roubaix as une cochonnerie de course, which isn't easy to translate but is unflattering. Not that that stopped his winning in 1981. Jacques Anquetil, frustrated by a flat tire 13 kilometers from the end in 1958, called it, quote, a dangerous lottery. Others, like de Vlaeminck, made a career of it. Some, said Stephen Roche, quote, would kill their own mother to get on the podium. It's what Jacques Godet called the last great madness of cycling. It should live, he said, for that reason alone. They call Paris-Roubaix the, quote, hell of the north. The American writer James Start tells of an American television crew reporting it for the first time. They were relieved to find a key figure in the race, Théo de Roy, who could speak English, he wrote. What made the race memorable was de Roy's early break, a planned sacrifice that somehow put him in a position to win. But as he seized the chance of a lifetime, he flatted and crashed while in the lead, finishing a long way from first. No sooner was de Roy off his bike than the CBS